Good morning. This is Mark Wren bringing you a service of morning prayer according to the Book of Common Prayer on Sunday the 26th of July, Trinity 7. O Lord, correct me but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest they bring me to nothing. Rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Dearly beloved brethren, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with a humble, lowly, penitent and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. Wherefore, I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image, to the praise and glory of his name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips,
and our mouth shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
We say the Venite. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in him with psalms.
For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods.
In his hands are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also.
The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land.
O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our first reading is taken from the first book of Kings, chapter 3. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask what I should give you. And Solomon said, You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant my father David, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart towards you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne today. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David, though I am only a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a great people, so numerous they cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil. For who can govern this, your great people? It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, Because you have asked this, and have not asked for yourself long life or riches, or the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I do now according to your word. Indeed, I give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall arise after you. This is the word of the Lord. The appointed psalm for the day is Psalm 119, verses 129 to 136. Lord, how I love your law. Your decrees are wonderful, therefore I obey them with all my heart.
When your word goes forth, it gives light. It gives understanding to the simple.
I open my mouth and pant. I long for your commandments.
Turn to me in mercy, as you always do to those who love your name.
Steady my footsteps in your word. Let no iniquity have dominion over me.
Rescue me from those who oppress me, and I will keep your commandments.
Let your countenance shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes.
My eyes shed streams of tears, because people do not keep your law.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
World
without end. Amen. Our second reading comes from Romans chapter 8. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, For your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, not powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. We say the Jubilate. O be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song.
Be ye sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
Go your way into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and speak good of his name.
For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen,
and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
Endue thy ministers with righteousness,
and make thy chosen people joyful.
O Lord, save thy people,
and bless thine inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord,
because there is none other fighteth for us, but only thou, O God.
O God, make clean our hearts within us,
and take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
The Collect for the Day. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with us all evermore. Amen. A well-known verse from our second reading, verse 28. All things work together for good to those who love God, who are called according to his purposes. Well, I love God, so I can expect my life to be a bed of roses and an Aston Martin appearing soon in my driveway. Alas, no. It all depends on the definition of the word good. It may not be good in human terms. Loving God does not automatically imply we will be wealthy, healthy, there will be freedom from adversity and opposition. We have only to look at the example of Job, who went through terrible privations. Paul, earlier in the chapter, in verse 18, talks about our present sufferings. Writing to the Romans, they were going through times of opposition and persecution, hardly a time of health and wealth and freedom. We have to consider the word good in God's terms. How does he define good? We are called, as Paul says, according to his purposes. God has a plan, a purpose, He has a plan, a purpose for us. We don't necessarily know what he's got lined up for us. Our role is to be faithful to him. Equally, we don't know what effect our faithfulness is going to have on somebody else, which can easily be part of his plan. What we must do is keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, following our lives with patience and hope. Paul, in the preceding verses of our reading, talks about the hope we have. And we do. We have the hope of eternal life. We remind ourselves that we're not of this world. I'm sure we've all experienced knowing those who live with adversity and seem to cope with it with patience, with long suffering. Before she died, I used to visit an elderly lady in her late 90s. She had a life of discomfort, but she was always cheerful. She was also always godly. And the love of Christ shone out of her and affected all who met her and spent some time with her. We don't know what God's plan, God's purpose is. Our job is to be faithful to him. Just by being faithful, as the old lady was, can have a big effect on other people and be part of God's plan. We don't know the plan or purpose. Verse 26 says, the Spirit helps in our weakness, since we don't know what we ought to pray for. The Spirit gives us words, intercedes with sighs too deep for words. For example, the pandemic which is going on at the moment, there's so much unknown, so much groping in the dark, so much we don't know. It does seem to have spawned all sorts of conspiracy theories, most of which we can ignore. But there is much unknown. But we can remind ourselves, it says in verse 39, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Whatever goes on, whatever is happening in the world, nothing is going to separate us from God's love. Verse 31 says, if God is for us, who can be against us? We are victors already because of the victory of Christ Jesus. Our task is to bear patiently, look to Christ, trusting in our Father. In our first reading, Solomon sought wisdom. God gave him a wise and discerning heart. May we seek wisdom to discern God's will for our lives, what he wants us to do, how he wants us to live, being faithful to him. There is a well-known prayer. Give me courage, Lord, to change those things I can change. Give me patience to endure those things which I cannot change. And give me wisdom to know the difference between the two. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for our calling. We thank you for your love for us, for your friendship, for your kingship. We recognise that we are called for your purpose. We thank you that you have a plan, though we may not know what you have in store for us. Help us, we pray, to trust you and fulfil our own responsibility to live lives honouring to your Son. Help us to remind ourselves in these uncertain times that nothing can separate us from your love. So may our hearts be at peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We think of our own country. We ask that you would grant to our Queen and our government, to members of Parliament and all in positions of authority, the guidance of your Spirit. May they never lead the nation wrongly through love of power, desire to please, or unworthy ideals, but laying aside all private interests and prejudices, keep in mind their responsibility to seek to improve the condition of all mankind. Give them wisdom, we pray. Give wisdom to those who need to take decisions. May their decisions be marked with mercy and with justice. And we commit to you, to the wider world. We think of all the areas where there is unrest, where there is political instability or aggression, where there is hardship. Father, we long to see your peace rule in our world and nations live in harmony. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we think too of our own communities. We thank you for the easing of the lockdown. We thank you particularly for the restarting of services in our churches. And as things get easier, may we remember the lessons learned over the past 4 months and continue to seek new ways to show your love to all and to keep looking out for the vulnerable. We think too of those in special need, those suffering sickness, loneliness, or sorrow. Bring peace, we pray, bring comfort, bring healing, and draw near to all these in a special sense at this time. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with each one of us and those we love, now and always. Amen.